It helps to avoid the institutionalization of children living in extreme poverty. Some families have offered to take in these children. We saw that drafted last year. So far this year, there's been a regulation implemented to select these families and to implement this social service. The first families have been selected that will be adopted this week. As regards child labor in general, we have an office for inspection of child labor. There are specialized inspectors working there. They are the ones that offer adolescent work permits. I will quickly give some data. In all of the inspections nationwide for the period 2020-2021, there were 10,000 some inspections, or 16,000 inspections. This increased in 25%. 126 licenses or work permits to adolescents were offered. There was a reduced amount of adolescents working in this new period. 54% were in the interior of the country, and the rest in Montevideo. We have seen a sustained drop of a request for adolescent work permits. This despite the fact that in Uruguay we see a unique feature, and that is to say that numerous film and audiovisual producers are using Uruguay as a site for filming, and this has generated a need for contracting children and adolescents to participate in that work. In this case, for 15 pictures, we granted 120 adolescent and child work permits. As regards reports of child labor, 35 were received in 2019, 44 in 2020, and 40 in 2021. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. To wrap up, and on the question of the right to protest,